Welcome to episode 194 of the Encore Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Adam.
And today we're talking about games, Game Awards, and I actually finally played the PlayStation Classic for like 10 minutes today.
Oh yeah, what did you play?
Super Puzzle Fighter, Sherpa.
Hey, I've been hella curious about that. I didn't do that. I only played Metal Gear. But what are your thoughts on it?
Puzzle Fighter Sherpa was fine so far. I mean, I didn't have a huge like background of playing that game in the past, just a little bit. And it's still, as I remember it from back then. How was Metal Gear?
I mean, it's not Sons of Liberty or anything like that for PS2. Like, I remember playing, Metal Gear back in the day and, like, being confused. I was like, what? Like, why is this guy in bondage, a bad guy at the end of the battle, in this, like, latex suit and gas mask? Like, I only remember little bits and pieces of it, but I remember Sons of Liberty more. But damn, like that game did not age that well.
Yeah, I mean, did you notice any slowdown or any like bugs or glitches?
Yeah. So the problem is, all right, so it's been a long time, but basically it kind of like threw me in there and it gave me no instructions. And then I died. And then it started giving me instructions when I was, like, progressing through, like, the first stage, like it was supposed to.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so I had that. And then also people said that they're slow, like, even the games that are, like, you know, North American region, that they're still slowed down a bit. And so maybe, like, that had something to do with it.
Maybe, yeah. It's, like, the audio in Final Fantasy VII, stuff like that. Weird little glitches here and there.
Oh, I didn't even play it, but the only other game I did try out was Intelligent Cube.
Okay, how was that?
I mean, it's easy, but the control. All right, so it's easy, but the controls are weird. Like, you know, you have to highlight the square with X, and then you implode the square with X. So if you set down too early, you have to like press X and press X again, and then like run to where you want to like lay it down. So it just, I don't know, it's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, that's, you know, a puzzle game. So its mileage may vary from person to person.
I think it was, what, maybe only a few hours ago there was a progress? No soldering needed, right?
Yeah, no soldering needed, a way to put games onto the PlayStation Classic. This is not a permanent solution at this point, but it is a way to place one game at a time on the PlayStation Classic, but it's still kind of like a solution that may or may not break your console, so you kind of have to do it at your own risk.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, like, yeah, it's not even technical, so, like, there's no cover art, and then,
No, you can put cover art in there.
Oh, you can? Okay, but I know that you can't do, like, borders and stuff like that yet. Like, that's, no. Like, a thing people have, but I thought, so you have to, the way it works is, you gotta go into, like, a game, and then you have to, what, like, pause it, and then hit, like, select triangle or something like that. That's what I saw. I had seen somebody had they did it like that. I think it was like RGT gamer or something. Anyway, all you need is a USB. Yeah, 85. You just need the USB, right? And then you just download a few things and download the ROM you want and then put it on there.
Huh. That was different than the way I saw it. The way I saw it was like, yeah, you put the USB with the box art in there and like the BenQ file, they use a BenQ file. And it had like another file that came with the download that you're supposed to set up. And it makes the USB called Sony. Like when you set it up, it calls the USB 6 Sony. It changes the name of it.
Yeah.
And you plug it into the second player. You started the PlayStation Classic. You plugged it in. You turned it off while it was still plugged in. Unplugged the power to cause a power cycle and turn it back on. And then the game would be part of the wheel with the box art and everything like that. It would act just like any of the other games.
Okay, is that the one where the guy installed Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 on there?
I think that's the original guy. The video I saw was somebody testing out Crash Bandicoot, Spider-Man, and one other game. And he was able to get all of them to work.
Okay, so but the first guy to like actually crack it was like somebody in Japan. Like he put like some Japanese game I've never seen before on there.
Yeah, it was actually, I think it's a Igarashi game. I think if it's, I'm not 100% sure, I didn't see the image of the game, but I think somebody put like the name of the game in like a comment, and I think it was like one of the Igarashi games that he did before Castlevania. It was like a dating sim game.
Yeah, I figured. But I mean, so it released what? It released on the 5th, and today's the 8th?
I released on the 3rd.
Oh, so on the 3rd. Okay.
Yeah,
so it took about 5 days. So, I mean, eventually by the end of the month, there's going to be like huge amounts of progress. Like, you know, it could even be easier than that.
Yeah, and I can't wait till they do it. Until the hack comes around where you can just change the emulator to a more modern version of the emulator so it'll run the games better.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. The version they have isn't even the most up-to-date version of the emulator.
Yeah, I know. I had seen that because some guy was talking about that. The guy who uploaded Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, he was like, he was only showing the, he didn't show gameplay because he's like, look, you're not going to understand like how delayed these controls are. So like, let me show you on the wheel menu. And so he was on the wheel menu, like it's like a wheel of a skateboard, and like yeah, he would click right, and then it would take a second, then it would move.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean yeah, and then that was another thing people were saying that the emulator's bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, the controllers are fine. They're snappy. The button presses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there was no like delay as far as the controller is concerned. So it's pretty much purely emulator-based delay.
So did you hear about the rapper Soulja Boy?
I heard something about him putting out a console and people are being like, don't buy this. That's all I heard, though.
So what it is, all right, so there's like this app, right? For dudes that like to buy like the Fugazi, like, you know, Yeezys, Balenciagas, everything, right? All that designer stuff. So they sell consoles on there. And they sell the same exact console for like half the price that Soulja Boy is selling his for. And it's just one of those Chinese knockoffs. It looks like an Xbox and it just comes with a shitload of ROMs on it from like various like handhelds to just regular home consoles.
Right.
And he's basically taking it, slapping his name on it. And so he's got the Soulja Boy, which is like the little PSP one. It plays like PSP games on it, Game Boy. And then he's got the Xbox one, and it just says, I don't know, I think it just says Soulja Boy on it.
That's interesting. I wonder if he might get a lawsuit. Because he's literally throwing his name on something that was designed to play, was technically illegally gathered ROMs. You know, what people use it for is not up to him, you know, but that's how it's being marketed, you know?
Yeah, but what about that that husband and wife? They ran that ROM site. And what Nintendo got them for, like, what was it, like $12 million?
Something ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, like they're never gonna be able to pay it off.
And whereas Soulja Boy, you know, he's famous, he has money. Like, Nintendo. I can definitely see people wanting to go after him.
Yeah, I know. So I mean, I don't know. I don't know if this is like somebody like in his team is like, oh, this is a great idea. We should jump in on this. You could be like Chameleonaire. He's like heading the front line of the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. He's like, yeah, you know what? I need to get the bag.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
But I heard like people are saying, like, don't buy it. It's like not even worth it.
No, because you can just go onto the Wish app and buy it for half the price. It's just not going to have a sticker on it that says Soulja Boy.
I mean, have you heard, is it actually even a decent device?
From what I've heard, it's... I mean, it's not bad, but it's not like it's going to be like, it's probably going to be decent, but it's not going to be like Raspberry Pi.
Okay. Oh, wow. If it's not as good as Raspberry Pi, I mean, that's a single board computer. It's not that beefy.
Yeah. I mean, it just looks cheap. And like, I don't know. I'd rather just install the shit on my computer.
Oh, so I did get PlayStation 1 games and a bunch of games working on the Vita.
Oh, yeah. What did you get?
Alundra.
Okay.
That's right. Alundra, that bad boy of a game. I got that one running. You know, various retro games, handheld games, stuff like that. You know, Game Boy Advance games. I got that. Some of those running. I haven't done extensive testing to make sure everything works, but, you know, games that I would want to play. I got entire libraries on there. I got arcade games I haven't tested yet, but they're on there.
Are you going to get all the Dragon Quest? I mean, Monster Hunter?
I mean, I own most of the, I own most of them anyway. I don't know how it handles 3DS though, or anything like that, or DS even.
I'm telling you, hey, if there's one game you download, please download Ys, Oath of Fel'Ghana.
Actually, I've been playing that. I bought that legit when it was on sale one day.
That game, that's what got me into the Ys series, because like they got that guy and the narrator. He's good, man. And then they have all voice acting in there, and Dogi.
Yeah, the voice acting is actually not that bad for like a essentially a PSP port of a Super Nintendo game.
No, man, dude, it's really good. And then I went back and then I played like Ys Books 1 and 2. Those aren't that good.
I actually started with Ys Book 1 and 2, the PSP release of them.
Yeah, same. And then I had Oath of Fel'Ghana, but yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty good. It's super grindy though.
Oh yeah, you got to be into like grinding and like just trying to like level your dude up and get the best sword and all that.
Hey, I don't know how far I am. I'm like about to get the third statue. Presumably four.
Do you like the platforming and like the mazes and like the puzzle solving?
Sometimes it just gets kind of annoying. Like there's so many enemies you have to like wade through. It can get a little like, oh, I just want to run past. I'm just gonna run past everything and stuff like that, which is not good because you need to like grind the hell out of that game.
I've done that before. One time I had the one for the Super Nintendo. It's the one where it's like a lot of people don't like it. It was like the way it's played is like Legend Zelda 2. You know that side one? That's how it is. And so I figured out like this one enemy kept spawning in a cave in the same exact location. So I put a 5-pound weight on the Nintendo controller, and then it was just like the sword just kept shooting out. And so when I came home, like I was maxed out on level.
So, nice.
Yeah. Sorry. So one release I want to talk about, which is getting like no hype, I don't think anybody even knows about this. So do you remember Catherine?
Yeah.
By Atlas. Okay. It's if you don't know about it, it came out for
PlayStation PS3
and I think Xbox, right?
Yeah.
All right. So it's a puzzle solving dating simulator. They're gonna come out with Catherine Full Body, which is supposed to be the HD like version with added content and a new character.
Yeah, particularly not like when you say new character, that game is literally about you choosing two characters called Catherine. Like, who do you want to date? One's your girlfriend, one's this new girl that's like actually flirting with you and making advances on you, whereas your girlfriend's relationship is kind of like dead and dull. But this new character is a new love interest choice option for the game. So it's a pretty big addition to the game.
Did you play it? I like the puzzles.
I started to play a little bit and I kind of fell out playing something else. I haven't, just did not get back to it.
Man, I don't know, the bosses get hella creepy.
Yeah, I mean, the aesthetics in that game are great though. Like, it's visually arresting. Like, when you're in the puzzle dream world and like everybody else is like a sheep and stuff like that, it's just like, it just all works really well.
Yeah, I liked it. I played it like twice, and of course, because I'm a scumbag, I got the wrong ending twice. So, as much as I wanted to do the right thing and be a good guy, I couldn't let my man Vincent go down that road.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, they definitely, from what I play, they make a good job of, like, making it kind of, like, morally confusing, I guess. Or it's kind of like, one relationship is clearly like dying off, but like, do you be the good guy and stick with it until it officially dies, or do you just kind of jump ship when something realistic comes along or something like that? You know, it's kind of like they really make it a difficult choice to make. They don't make it too easy from what I've played so far in the game.
Yeah, and also depending, like, the twist can vary. So there's always going to be a twist in there, and like, it's going to be good. So, I mean, the replay value is there.
Especially now that there's a new character. Are you picking up the remaster?
I'm going to get the limited edition for sure, because last time I missed out on those heart boxers and the pillowcase. I messed up, man, big time. But you know what?
That was a life-changing.
I bet you thought I was going to go for it, but no. I didn't get my money this time. And what I'm referring to is Persona 3 and 5 Dancing All Night.
What? You didn't get Dancing All Night?
Dude, that's so sick. I can't get down with that or the DS, like the Q games, because
No.
those are just games that are already developed, and then all they do is just slap the skins like in the game. Like, okay.
Well,
So
I need
you
to know though, did you get Persona 4 dancing all night?
people make mistakes.
Was
I got it for the Vita, okay? And then
it,
like I tried
how
playing
far
it,
did
I
you
felt
go?
uncomfortable. I was playing in front of my wife and she was like started questioning my manhood and I was like, you know what? I was like, maybe she's right. And so you know what?
She was.
I just, but yeah, you know what? I did it for the skin that you could slap on your PS on your PlayStation Vita, all right? So
I mean, at that point, I mean, like, your wife is like, you know, at least when you were playing Dance Dance Revolution, you were exercising.
yeah, man. So yeah, no, I'm embarrassed about that. So yeah, they didn't get me. I don't care. They came with an art book and all this other stuff, but
But it has like new stories for the characters.
the stories are so dumb. I try. I even the Q, even the Persona Q, the story was so dumb, and they're like the little chibi versions. I don't know. I don't know. Hey, and you know what? I'll save it for later. You want to get
Right.
into, I don't know if you want to get into Smash Bros. yet.
Now let's do some of the other news real quick. One thing I want to make sure we do, because I said we were going to do it, the Twitch Prime games for December are out. You can download them now. But I just wanted to get it in case anybody hasn't seen that. The games are Hacknet, Poi, Smoke and Sacrifice, and SNK bundle, which comes with the Polestar, Metal Slug 2, Samurai Showdown 2, Fatal Fury Special, and Baseball Stars 2. Smoke and Sacrifice is a game I actually a lot of these games I've never heard of. But Smoke and Sacrifice was like a weird one. It's like you play a mom that was forced to give up her son. I think it was like to like a sacrifice or something like that. And it's like you venture into the underworld on a quest, I think, to try to like save the sun's soul or something like that. Like it's like a surprisingly dark game. It actually looks pretty interesting.
And wait, what's that for?
These are all for PC. Like if you have a Twitch
Oh.
subscription or Amazon Prime, you get these games through your Twitch account for free.
I don't.
Also, speaking of special releases and stuff like that, recently, it was announced that the Jak and Daxter PS2 remasters that are out on the PS4 are getting physical releases
Oh
from,
yeah, through limited run.
through Limited Run. There's standard editions and collector's editions. Each game's being shipped out and sold separately. But if you have the collector edition, it comes like a nice, like, leather-bound looking case or box, something like that. It's kind of hard to tell. But it comes with a bunch of, like, promotional material. It's going to have the soundtrack for the first game, which is the first time the soundtrack would have ever been released, as well as a bunch of promotional stuff from like the game's history and stuff like that. Art book with the game's like pictures from when it was being developed and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool if you're into it. I mean, it's a pretty big franchise for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people that started playing with the PlayStation 2, this is probably their Mario, you know?
I never played one Jak and Daxter game.
I didn't either. I had a friend that was really into it. I played like the first like 20 minutes of the first game.
It just, I don't know, it just seemed too like corny. I don't know, I just, it wasn't for me.
The first game seemed kind of fun, and it kept getting darker and darker, kind of like becoming more of a Grand Theft Auto game. I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm into that.
Really? I thought it was like what it was like, oh, we're wacky, zany cartoon violence.
I mean, kind of, but like, and like, I don't know if it's the second or third one. Like, he becomes more emo-ish and like angry at the world, and like he can steal cars, like the hover cars from people, and like it became like more Grand Theft Auto-ish in like its mechanics, and like it was weird. I don't know. And like looking at the first game, looking at the last game, the tone shift is so different. It's like
Okay.
practically different games.
Yeah, I know. Limited Run, they put out a lot of cool shit, but I don't play the games. But I thought that was pretty cool that that
And they're
studio teamed up with Limited Run.
yeah, and they're pretty cheap too. I mean, the standard edition, if you just want the physical copy of the game, is $25, and the collector's edition is $75.
Oh, I thought it was gonna be more.
Yeah, no, they're pretty cheap. And I think you I'm trying to see if it says all editions real quick, but you do get a copy of the PlayStation 2 disc as well, I think, as the remastered version. You see here. Collector's edition comes with a decorative metal precursor orb, a PS2 memory card, shaped USB drive, trading card pack, exclusive poster, CD soundtrack, and never-before-released documents.
Hey, Dan, I gotta ask. When we were playing Fallout with that guy that was like, oh, I'm being molested right now.
Yeah.
Did you continue to play Fallout with that guy after I left?
Yeah, he's someone that we actually know in real life.
Oh, shit. I thought that guy was trolling us. Does he actually talk like that?
Yeah, he does. He does.
Wait, I didn't know you knew that guy?
Yeah, he actually has my physical copy of the game.
Well, what the hell? Why does that guy follow up? Hey, if you're listening right now, you son of a bitch, you better be following us right now. You better have this subscribe, and I want all 5 stars clicked on that iTunes app.
Or thumbs up, or whatever your podcasting app uses.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're probably going to play with him again. He's been playing without us, like, during the week, I guess. Gail's, like, seeing him online here and there, so he's probably going to be, like, 20 levels higher than we are by the time we get back into the game.
I thought that guy was straight trolling, but yeah.
Yeah, no, he's like that.
Yeah, and all right, so... Have they patched it? Because I honestly have not had time to play it again. Just been too busy.
Yeah, same here, actually. Same here. You should do a check on it because they did do an update. It's pretty beefy.
Oh, shit. I just had to do one on Call of Duty. It took like an hour.
Yeah, this one's like 20. I needed to make 20 gigs of space, which is usually like double what you actually need. So probably like 10, 12 gigs or something like that.
Yeah, I've been having to delete a lot of stuff because of like all of these
updates
and patches and stuff like that.
You don't have an external drive?
No. I just got my PS4 and that's it. I never added anything to it.
Dude, I totally suggest you get yourself an external drive for it, dude. We got that on the Pro, dude. I haven't had to delete anything from the Pro since I've gotten it.
I'll check it out. How much do they usually go for?
That depends on how much memory you want. The price can change wildly. And they usually go on sale pretty often if you just kind of like wait around for a bit, like every couple months. But I think you even like if you have like a spare like USB stick that's like, you know, decent size that you're not using, I think you can format it and use that as a backup drive too.
All right. I'll check that out. Look into it. Right. So are you going to be using the USB method on your PlayStation Classic yet or are you going to wait?
No, I'm going to wait because I don't have a rush to try to shove like one game at a time on there or anything like that. Like I could play games on my Vita. I could play games on my PlayStation 3 if I really needed to play them or anything like that. I'm going to wait till it's done and I could just like have it set up, have it done, and not have to like go back to it every like time I want to play something different.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
I don't know, man. I'm debating it. I don't know.
What game do you really need to have on that thing?
Well, I do. I don't know. Tron Bond?
You mean that game you bought for your Vita TV?
No, I actually got it on my PS3. But yeah, actually, I haven't even busted out the TV in a while.
Yeah, I mean it'll play all your PlayStation Classic purchases you've made. So,
no, there are some like stupidly dumb like games, and it's like I don't want to go pay for that.
It's true. It's true. Speaking of which, dude, you gotta bring me your Vita, and we can just like get that taken care of.
Oh, I know.
Your Vita TV. It's not hard at all. It's actually pretty easy.
Really? I can do it myself?
You probably can at this point. Yeah, actually. You could probably, there's a YouTube channel called Skullator that I watched that kind of showed me how to do it. It's Skullator.
Okay.
Check out his YouTube channel. He has a bunch of, you might have to, like, look through his videos. He has a bunch
do
of...
Do I have to solder?
No. You don't have to do it. It's all software based. It's all like plugging your computer with certain files downloaded, stuff like that.
All right, I'll check it out.
I mean, it was for the Vita itself. I think they're pretty much the same process. You might be a few slight changes, but it should be pretty similar.
All right, Dan. So, do you want to get into the? Was there anything shown at the Game Awards?
Nah, one more thing, man. One more thing before we touch that. This is big. This is big. The Walking Dead, the final season. Remember all the fiasco about that, right? Telltale Games, not the show. I'm talking about the games.
Oh, okay.
But Telltale Games fell under, and like they weren't going to be able to finish the final season, even though people like pre-ordered it. And everybody was all mad and upset, and they were like, "We're trying to get money to finish the game." People were like, "You should get money to pay your employees, all that stuff." Well, the final season is being finished. It is being finished by Skybound, which is the company owned by Robert Kirkman, who is the creator of the Walking Dead franchise.
Okay.
Come on, man. That's cool.
I mean, I don't know. I stopped watching it. Yeah, I got tired. All right. I don't need video to hear... games. I don't need to hear the grass rustling together, rubbing itself, the wind blowing. That's why I stopped watching that show.
I'm not talking about the show, man. I'm talking about the games.
Yeah, if I was in the show, I'd probably be into the games. I don't know. I didn't play. I think I demoed the games. Like, but I did that one where it's like you're given a choice, and then like you select that choice, and then like something happens, and then you wait, and then you're given another choice. Is that the same game?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It's not for me.
All right. Well, it's cool news for everybody that bought that season pass, and they were like really bummed out that they paid for a season pass and they weren't going to finish the story. It's being finished, it's being worked on, and you're going to get all your stuff, and it's going to be available for purchase. The next release is scheduled to come out in January 15th.
So wait, they were just going to take everyone's money and be like, hey, yeah, we couldn't do that, so sorry.
Well, I mean, the company fell under. They couldn't even pay their employees. Like, they had no more money, and they're like, all right, well, that's the end of the company. Like, we're done. There's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hey, it was like they were announcing games, like, one week, and the next week, you're like, all right, well, company's closed now. It was so random. It was so out of nowhere.
So they almost got ripped off how you got ripped off on Fallout, the definitive edition. Version.
Well,
I heard about a link. Yeah. I heard about a link you have now.
A what?
A link. So you know you could report that. Hey, I got the special edition.
Yeah. So they said. Yeah, they said there's a link you can go. It's part of the customer support. This is actually an even more complicated story. Where another point where Bethesda messed up royally. I haven't had a chance to do it yet because I need to print out the Amazon invoice so I could write stuff on it and send it to them as a JPEG as part of the process to show that you bought the game. But, yeah, so they're going to replace the canvas bags. You have until, like, the end of the month, the end of December to send that in. But people that already sent it in have found that some people have gotten access to the customer support portal, like the actual company's portal. So they can go into these requests and find people's personal address, emails, and stuff like that. Like, not even like somebody hacked into it. Like, these are people that just have access to it now. Like some weird bug gave everybody, like certain people that send in this request, access to the entire like customer service side of Bethesda's website.
Yeah, they just keep taking L's.
Yeah, like that's huge, and like. Usually when you hear something like that, it's because, you know, like, oh, such hackers, like, hacked into the this website and got all this personal information. This wasn't a hack.
Wow. Are you serious, dude? I didn't even... wow. This company can't, dude.
This game...
Is there ever another Fallout? Cursed.
This game was cursed for them, man.
This might be the last Fallout.
I don't know, dude. This might be like the end of Bethesda, dude, as a company.
That's what I'm saying, man. They might have to just sell the franchise just to stay afloat. I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, this is... I'm glad that I couldn't print out the thing to send it in time.
I wouldn't even send it.
I want my damn canvas bag.
Whoa, you want to go to those lengths?
And I want some of that lawsuit money that's probably going to come out of this. And you know, when we win the lawsuit, they will pay us in atoms.
Oh my gosh.
1,000 atoms for your employees. Private information being leaked.
You know how like companies will be like, hey, you know, working here at Tesla, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you stock in the company. Like, yeah. I hear people talk about that. Like, oh, I work for Tesla and they give me stock. It's like, yeah, they keep the janitor stock. Okay. It's not a big deal. All right. Calm down. I feel like people at Bethesda, or I don't know how you say it, I feel like their employees are like, well, wait, guys, even better. We're giving you a bonus this year. Oh, a Christmas bonus? What is it? 500 atoms. Oh! Shit.
The CEO's oh, man. The if I save that up by next Christmas bonus, I'll be able to buy something in the store.
Perfect. Just what my son needed. Not more formula, more atoms.
More atoms.
Man, this company is fucked.
Yeah, like, this is so bad. So bad. It's not even Bethesda that made the game, apparently. People have come out, it's like, they were working on it, but it was like it really was like a side team company thing that like pretty much did the most of the game.
Well, who's doing the web design? Who's doing this?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Like, there's so much stuff. It's hard to keep up with everything that's going on with this game.
I know, it's crazy. I don't know which one's getting more flack now, this or Battlefield. I've heard Battlefield is horrible. Like, I heard that they're making fun of their customers.
Really? Tell me about this.
Like, people are, like, saying all kinds of shit, right? And yeah. I guess they were showcasing, or they were doing something on stage, right, with, like, Battlefield. And they were showing all of the comments, good, bad, or hilarious, that people that have bought the game have said about it. Like, they don't care. But the game has been, like, heavily discounted. I think you can get the game. I was on the PSN today. I think you can get Battlefield for, like, a digital copy for, like, maybe, like, 20, anywhere from, like, 25 to, like, 30 bucks.
Man, that game just came out, too.
Yeah. You're better off buying Just Cause 4 or 5, whichever one that is.
I think it's 4, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of games you're better off buying. Yeah, I think God of War and Spider-Man are like around 30 bucks now.
Yeah, and then I think Red Dead hasn't even dropped. It only dropped for Black Friday.
Yeah. Because, you know, that game works and is good and people love it.
Yeah, I know. I was tracking down a serial killer earlier today. It was pretty cool.
Nice. Have you done any more of the online? Is that...
No, because all it is it's like, hey, and then, or someone lassoed you. So, it just, I don't know. So, like, I'd rather just try to, like, finish the game and, like, do my, like, legendary hunting, try to track, like, pedophiles and serial killers down.
That game is dark, huh?
Dude, yeah, I didn't know because, like, I was trying to go around and, like, I had paid off all of my fines, so I'm not wanted anywhere. And it's like, get out of here, boy. I thought I told you I'm carrying prisoners. And I was like, all right, well, damn. I'll just go around this train. And so I was going underneath the train track, and I was like, what the hell? And there was, like, some dude, like, half his body and, like, his guts are hanging out, like, yeah. Strung up. And then, like, his head had, like, a message in it, and it was, like, severed and, like, stuck to, like, a piece of wood. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I read the message, and I was like, oh, it's a serial killer. He's, like, leaving clues behind.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, it's not even a mission. It's just, like, a little side thing.
It's like Fallout 4 had, like, the Pikmin, storyline, where it's, like, a guy that literally runs around killing raiders and, like, using their body parts to create, like, an art show in his, like, a house or whatever.
Yeah, it's like that. Like, but there's even, like, sicker fools.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, like, real quick, before we get to the Game Awards, between last episode and this episode, you did get to play a pretty meaty chunk of Fallout 76 now. Any updated impressions on it?
Yeah. So I got better because you need to figure out the necessities. So once you figure out how to purchase ammo, how to get water, you know, how stem packs work, how often you come across them, making sure that, like, you know, you just, like, you just don't, like, just, like, you don't discourage, like, anything. Like, if you find, like, something like a tape or something, you know, it's, it might be, like, a small key to something in the future. Like, so, like, I wasn't really paying attention to, like, all the, like, these, like, minor details. But then the more I started to, the more I started to, like, grasp the game and, like, understand, like, the world. And so it became, like, a lot easier. But still, it's hard if you're running out solo and you're not, like, super experienced in the games. So, like, that's why I don't even like to play unless, like, someone else is playing.
Okay.
Yeah, because little, like, ravenous creatures, like, come in packs and then, like, you get screwed.
Yeah. And yeah, there have people have complained that it's not as fun playing single player as it is with multiplayer.
Yeah, it's really not. It's like I could play Red Dead multiplayer, and like it can just get annoying because like people are just trying to kill you. It's like not even like anything in nature. It's just people are going out seeking like, oh, I want to lasso this guy and like feed him to like a crocodile.
This game.
Yeah. Right,
let's get to the game awards. I didn't get to watch the entire thing. I did watch a bunch of the trailers right now to make sure I caught some that I didn't miss or that I missed on. And I pulled up a list with the major announcements, I guess, that we can use to go over and stuff like that. But there was a planned power outage by PG&E. Thank you very much, PG&E. That was supposed to run from 9 to 4:30, which, great. I'm working during those hours, no problem. I get home and they're still working. And the power turns on somewhere around 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So, like, I got to see, like, maybe the last half an hour to an hour of the Game Awards. According to CNET, these are the big announcements that they made. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. This is a Nintendo Switch exclusive. The Ultimate Alliance games were huge on, like, the PlayStation 2. I think there might have been a PlayStation 3 one. That era of gaming, I don't know how much relevance they still hold. So that's interesting to get. And it's interesting that it's an exclusive for Nintendo.
A lot of people are hyped on that. Like, that was like, people are like, that like blew people's minds. Like, I'm like, how?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really look like it's changed, which might not be a bad thing. You know, that might be why people are hyped on it, because it's the same thing that they love. But it looks, I don't know, I never played them. I know that they got a huge following, though.
Yeah,
for people.
Yeah, if you're not into it right now, you might not be into it. But if you were into it, like when it came out for like the Wii or like PS2, then yeah, probably really hyped.
Yeah, Supermassive has shown the trailer to their next game called Hades. It looks a lot like Transistor with a Greek mythology like skin put over it, which kind of has me interested because I actually love Transistor. It's a game I platinumed. It's actually not that hard of a platinum to get. It's just a little bit time consuming. But I thought that game was great. This game, I don't know if I'm going to like it as much as Transistor because it's the character's a lot more braggadocious. It's a lot less like slow storytelling and like, you know, impactful, meaningful stories and stuff like that. You know, like Bastion and Transistor were. It's more just like a cocky, you know, Dante-ish guy going like, I'm gonna escape from Hades.
Yeah.
So I don't know, the trailer did not get me excited. But hopefully the gameplay will. Because I did like Transistor a lot. I do like their games for the most part. We'll see. Far Cry, New Dawn. Did you know that they spoiled the ending to Far Cry 5 in this trailer?
No, I haven't even. Dude, the new one looks pretty tight. I'm not gonna lie, I thought so too.
Yeah, there are too many games. I actually did like the trailer look. I know that there's a lot of people that got kind of mad. It was like, hey, why did you spoil Far Cry 5? Like, the game's been out for a year. Not cool, bro.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Like, it wasn't even like it's a trailer and like, oh, if you didn't play the game, you might not know that. It's like, literally when they announced it, they were like, Yeah, if you remember in the last in the ending of Far Cry 5, we did this event, and so like there was no hiding the fact that this was exactly a spoiler to the how it ended in Far Cry 5.
Far Cry 5, I mean, that game had like some controversy, right? Because of religious stuff, because it involved like religious cults and stuff like that.
Yeah,
That's,
people didn't
yeah.
like the concept of shooting Americans because,
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
But especially because Ubisoft is like not an American company, so I think that's why people really started to take more offense to it. And people thought it was like an attack on rural America. Like, no, it's not. It's like, oh, it's a it's
Nah.
anti-Trump's statement. It's like, no, it's not. The game was being developed before he was president.
Yeah, I forget. There's one game that was like developed, and like one of your missions is to like basically exterminate everybody in an airport.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, but nobody had a problem with that.
No, actually, they did have a problem with it. Yeah, people had a problem with that. I'm not sure if it was people that play the game, but people did have a problem with it.
I don't think people in America did. I think it was other countries that had the problem. I forget.
Oh, definitely Germany had a huge problem with it. That part
Yeah.
had to get like removed from the game, if I'm not mistaken. But Germany also has like a really like high-end censorship.
Oh, like Australia?
Yeah, like Australia.
Okay. So what else about the Game Awards?
Scavengers is like a survival squad-based gameplay. Look, the trailer looked interesting. It is like a, I think they said it's a multiplayer game, so I'm probably not that interested in it. There's a trippy like a music rhythm type of game called Sayonara Wild Hearts. That looked weird and trippy. I don't know. Check it out. Dragon Age had its teaser trailer. I didn't get much out of it. I'm not sure if I saw the wrong trailer. It was very short and like I did not know what was going on. It was like one of those like close up of like a game model type things where like a voiceover and I'm like, I don't know who that voice is. I haven't played the game, so like if you're a fan of the franchise, maybe you got more out of that trailer than I did. Then of course I think the real big ones that most people gravitated towards. Oh yeah, there was also Ancestor, which is like
Oh, yeah, the game life sounds pretty cool.
it looks really weird too though. It's like it's a game where I need to see
Evolution.
more of it to see
It's
what the hell this
evolution,
game
right?
is. Yeah, it's evolution where you pretty much just play as primates.
But yeah, then you're like developing to, I
To
forget what it's
Lucy.
called. Yeah.
The missing link or Lucy, whatever that primate was. I need to see more of it. The trailer didn't sell me on it.
Yeah, it could be like, what was that game? I think it was like Tokyo Zoo or something, where it's like you play as like different like wildlife in like Japan.
Yeah, but that game was like charming as all hell, though.
Yeah, no, it looked cool. It's like you have to play as like different animals, and like depending if they're like a stealthy animal or
Yeah,
like
there's
that's how you have to get around
carnivorous
the
or
environment.
herbivores. Yeah,
Yeah.
you have to like, and you can do the deed, man. It's part of the survival aspect.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because your
Wow.
lives are literally attached to how many of the animal you have. So if you do the deed, you play as the litter, but each of those pups is part of your life pool.
Oh, okay.
It also, it gives you like a little hunting pack and stuff like that, so you can take on like bigger foes and stuff like that. But it's like, it's such a random game.
Yeah, I didn't think that game would make it over here.
Yeah. More games like that need to make it over here. Just, I don't know, maybe they don't sell well, but they just have to make it over here. I mean, come on, man. But I think all right, the big announcements, let's start with the new IP from BioWare, obviously the people that made Fallout in the first place and did Fallout New Vegas. His IP is called The Outer Worlds. It's kind of like a funny space western type of trailer.
Yeah, that game did look pretty cool.
Yeah, that game caught my attention. It'll be interesting to see how the game actually plays. There's like small snippets of gameplay it looks like, but it's just kind of like very like, you know, 3 seconds here and there and stuff like that, not much to get an idea off of it. I'm curious if it's going to be like very Fallout-ish or if it's going to be different, more Borderlands-ish, you know?
We'll see.
The reveal that everybody expected was true. Crash Team Racing, Nitro Fueled, the HD remake of Crash Team Racing, a beloved racing game. I'm actually curious to see how well it does now because of all the hype and all the fan love and people saying like it was the best racing game at the time, better than Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fence between that and then the other release, the other announcement, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 11?
So, what's crazy is that game is going to come out on all platforms and the Switch. Like, that's crazy.
It's coming out on Switch.
Yeah, that's crazy because, you know, they're like a family-oriented company.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's coming to Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch.
That's cool. Again, the trailer was just like a cinematic trailer that showed nothing of the game, but it's just an announcement trailer. That's cool. It's good cinematic, though.
Yeah.
That's a little fight scene.
They need to bring back all the maladies, you know, Maybality, Friendship, and Maladie. do you remember?
Is there like a Rainbow Maladie or something like that?
Oh, dude. Do you ever when fools would do that at like the arcade? It'd be like ridiculous, like a little baby scorpion, or like Friendship, and like the other guy's head is like rolling back and forth, and like a rainbow happens.
Yeah,
yeah. They got to bring that back. They got to bring back the friendships and the baby maladies.
Yeah, at the very least, the friendship maladies. Give us one if you can't give us both.
Exactly.
And your biggest announcement, I'm sure you saw this announcement, you ran out and bought a Switch, right?
Yeah, I knew you were going to tease me about this when I heard about it. I thought it was a joke. So, if anybody listens to this show, they know that I'm a real, like, big, like, Shin Megami Tensei fan. And, you know, they have various types of series that run along this line. So, basically, You summon demons and they come to your aid and they help you. Anyway, one of the series is Persona, and the newest one to come out is Persona 5, and the main character's name is Joker. Joker is now going to be a DLC character for the new Smash Bros. And no, I'm not going to buy it because of that.
The first revealed fighter of the DLCs.
Yeah,
you know, that didn't do it for you.
All right. So the Switch.
Did you get hype? Did you get hype when you saw it?
I didn't think that they were that the game was that popular enough. Like I knew like it had gotten like in a game like a lot of popularity, but I didn't think like enough to where they would make a Shin Megami Tensei character in there.
Yeah, I'm it was sorry, a little Persona. Surprising. It is also catering to the Japanese market as well, too, though. It's pretty big in Japan.
Yeah. Although, so the SMT fans claim that they are not the same fans that are fans of Persona. Because they claim, like, it's too soft. Like, a lot of, like, the darker stuff is, like, SMT.
Yeah, it's definitely aesthetically very different. Because you're not typically high school kids in the SMT games. SMT games have monsters that are shaped like penises.
Yeah, that's one. Did you play Apocalypse?
I played a bit of the first Persona. It's the most I've gotten to any SMT franchise.
Dude, if you're gonna fire up the 3DS, you gotta play Shin Megami Tensei 4 Apocalypse.
One that had like two versions of it came out, right? With like different story points.
So the first one is years later. So there's like this apocalyptic world. And then, so the first one happens. And then the second one follows up. And you're not playing as the same characters. But some of the same characters do appear in the story. And it does have something to do with that. Like those other people.
Okay.
But it's more of an adult and it's more of a serious thing. Like, it's not all cute and shit.
That's true. Yeah, it's definitely like a lot more heaven and hell type of stuff. And like, because it is like, it's like
an adult Portal Pokemon. Hell
open, right?
Yeah, so basically all like the filth and all the peasants and all the people that don't believe in God, they all live underground. And then all the people that do, they live above ground. But there's some false prophets that are, you know, they're using like religion, but in the name of like Beelzebub or like Satan. So you got to figure out like who's good and who's bad. Most of the good people are like living in hell.
Oh.
So like, yeah, there's like a lot of like just like royal like assholes. They're like, oh no, you don't belong to your commoner. You got to go back underground.
Okay. That's interesting.
But yeah, so also depending on what you do, how you act, it can change the plot of the storyline.
Huh. So I've always had that. They've always been a big fan of that type of mechanic, huh?
Yeah. All right, Dan. So that's it for the Game Awards?
I mean, we should go over the winners.
Red Dead Redemption.
let's see. The best debut indie game was The Messenger. Best student game was Combat 2018. Best multiplayer game was Fortnite. Best sports racing game was Forza Horizon 4. Best strategy game was Into the Breach. Best family game was Overcooked 2, which beat out like 4 Nintendo games. I want to point that out. That was like a bracket that was purely stacked with Nintendo games and like 2 other games. And Overcooked 2 ended up winning. That's a hard bracket to win.
Oh, I never even heard of that.
You ever heard of Overcooked, dude?
No.
It's huge. Huge. It's like a co-op. This one's online, but the first one was co-op only. And like apparently a lot of people like are like play that game like with their friends, stuff like that. I'm like, all right, we just can't play this game with people anymore.
What do you do? You just cook food?
Yeah, you cook food, but it's like it's all like high stakes kind of things going wrong all over the place, and you have to like communicate with your teammates and stuff like that, and like weird kitchens that require like special rules and stuff like that. Okay. Yeah, it's a really popular party game. Let's continue. Best fighting game: Dragon Ball Fighter Z. I saw the bracket. And I was like, yeah, Dragon Ball Fighter. That's gonna win. Best role playing game: Monster Hunter World.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people are actually mad about that.
I'm glad that Monster Hunter won the award. I totally think it should win the award. I just don't consider it a role-playing game.
That's what a lot of people said. That's why they're upset. They're like, it's not really like that type of a game.
Yeah, it's odd. It's an odd. I mean, it's always kind of been thrown into the RPG. That's why I hate how RPG is used for everything these days.
Well, that's what, like, you could say what RPG is, Uncharted. Like, oh, it's a role-playing game. You're playing as Nathan Drake. It's like, no, I'm it's more of an action.
Yeah, and that's what I feel Monster Hunter World is. I feel like if you don't have a leveling system, then it can't be an RPG.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter World doesn't have a leveling system. Yeah, you get stronger because you buy better weapons and armor. Not because your character physically becomes stronger.
Right, like you gotta put in the time, like you gotta go like, just do this repetitive thing and then like, okay, I'm finally at this level, now I can do this, I can craft this.
Yeah, you got enough pieces, you can craft this. I've fought the monster enough times that I actually understand how it moves and stuff like that. It's much closer to, you know, fighting bosses in like the Souls games than it is to an RPG.
I've never attempted those games.
You never played Bloodborne?
Hell no. That shit seems way too hard.
Those games are RPGs. You can level up. You can just like grind your way to being able to like win.
Okay.
So, I mean, which you can't do in Monster Hunter. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm glad they won an award. They totally deserve an award. They weren't nominated for much, so I'm glad they at least got one award. Speaking of which, they are doing a big announcement on December 6th, so when this podcast is released, actually. I don't know what it's about. I'm expecting it's some type of DLC, and my first guess is that it's the G rank, which is a rank they always, in Japan, we usually only got the G rank in the West, but in Japan, they would release a game, they would release an updated version that had more missions, harder missions, creature-looking armor, stuff like that. So I'm expecting a G rank DLC announcement on Monday.
You said on the 6th, right?
Not the 6th.
On the 10th.
On the 10th, yeah.
Okay. My date's wrong, man.
Yeah.
Man, I must be drunk already.
Sorry, I know what happened. It's gonna happen at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's where the 6 came from.
Okay.
All right, let's continue. Best action adventure game, God of War. Best action game, Dead Cells. Best VR AR game, Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about that.
Yeah, a lot. Actually, Gail got really mad that Moss didn't win, but I was like, you haven't played Astrobot yet. Everybody loves it.
From what I've seen, like, it looks pretty cool. Like, I haven't played a VR game yet, but it looks pretty cool.
I don't know why you haven't come over to play VR games.
I don't know.
You're like only like a 40-minute drive away, man. If that even, actually.
Busy, man.
I know. Best mobile game is a game called Florence. I've never heard of this, but like it was on a lot of the brackets. Which is crazy because it's a mobile game. Best independent game was Celeste. Game for Impact Award went to Celeste as well. A lot of people like Celeste.
I think that's a limited run game. I think they have copies of that.
Nice. Best performance. Then I have to agree, out of the clips that they did show for this bracket, this game definitely should have won. It was between this game and God of War. But it was Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan in Red Dead Redemption 2. I saw the clips that they showed, and I was like, oh, wow. That's like actual acting. All right.
Yeah. It is, man.
Yeah. Best audio design, Red Dead Redemption 2. Best score and music, Red Dead Redemption 2. Best art direction, a game called Return of the Oberdin, which I don't know anything about. Best narrative, Red Dead Redemption 2. Best game direction, God of War. Best ongoing game, Fortnite. Which is like any game that's been getting updates, I guess. I don't like MMOs and stuff like that were in that category.
Yeah.
And finally, the game of the year. What was it?
Red Dead Redemption.
No.
What was it?
It was God of War.
Shit. I haven't played a God of War game in a long time, but when I had PS2 back in the day, and I discovered God of War, I was hooked.
Apparently, the new one, is completely different, pretty much. It's like a whole new game.
Is that the one where you're him, and you have the boy?
Yeah, the boy.
Yeah. I was like, how could this guy be tougher than Kratos? Can't.
No, I think it's about, like, you raising the boy to be, because the boy is part demigod, because, you know, you're a god.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's not a reboot, so everything that happened in the previous games is still, like, canon. You're still the god of war, or whatever you are at the end of the third one.
Yeah, all those games are good. I don't know why I haven't picked one up, to be honest with you. I want to pick up
the new one. It did look really good. It's just, I haven't had time to play a lot of games, and then once you start dropping money on games I wasn't going to play.
Yeah, same. Like, I just played Little Nightmares. That game was cool. I downloaded the demo. If you haven't played it, you should check out the demo. It's definitely like, it's like a creepy puzzle solving game.
Yeah. One more little piece of news I want to hit up real quick. Apparently, it's going to be a demo for Anthem. And that is if you are a member of the VIP players. Let's see. Which is anybody that I think pre-orders the game, has an EA Access or Origin Access subscription. When the demo goes live, you can play it January 25th through the 27th. But it will be open to everybody from February 1st through the 3rd. And this is a demo, not a beta. This is a demo. So look forward to that.
Okay.
The game looks pretty good. I mean, we'll see when it comes out, but it looks pretty fun. Should we do the question of the week, my man?
All right, let's do it. Hey, and I got a new question, too.
All right. Let's see. The question of the week was, what's your favorite game franchise that has continually gotten worse? We got one response here from a Will who writes in to say Quake. Good answer, actually. Wasn't even thinking about that, yeah. What, you got one?
They're continuing. How Atlas is just, it could just be focusing on this new SMT game that's supposed to go for Nintendo, but now they got to go ahead and milk the cow with all these dumb dancing Persona games. It's just getting worse. Persona 3 are my favorite. 3 and 4 are the best. They're just getting worse now. How about you, Dan?
This one's kind of tough. Like, I have a lot of games that I enjoy the franchise, and like the last game sucked and kind of killed the franchise off. So there wasn't a lot of continuously getting worse to go with it, you know? But I think you know, they've gotten it's picked back up, but for a while I would say a game franchise that was a lot of fun to play and pretty enjoyable that just kept getting worse was the Tomb Raider franchise.
Hey, that's true, because I actually did enjoy that a lot, and then it did get worse
and worse, and then it got rebooted in like 2008 or something like that, and it was like it was good again, and I think it's starting to get worse again if what I'm seeing people's comments about the last one, so I mean we'll see if it has a recurring trend.
Yeah. So I have a question to be the question of next week's podcast.
All right.
Have you ever rage quit? And if you don't know what that is, it's when you get so mad, you just turn the system off. Right. So have you ever rage quit on a game? If so, what game and what did you do? Elaborate. That's a good question.
Sounds good, man. So what game and what causes the rage?
Yeah, like rage quitting, just like you just can't take it, like your blood's boiling, like you're about to have a heart attack. You're about to have a stroke.
About to have a stroke. Honestly, my brothers would do that, like to the point where I would get mad that they were mad because I was like, hey, stop doing this. You're going to break the controller and I want to play games.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never, I think maybe at one time I threw my controller and I was like, oh, I go, right, baby?
No, like they were of the generation that like, they got mad at a game. They like launched the controller into the wall.
Hell no, that's like, $60 right there.
That's how you know that the old school, you know, Nintendo and Genesis controllers were built well. It's because people would throw them into the wall and they wouldn't break, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. The Nintendo controller weighed, like, what? How much? Like, you really, it doesn't matter how hard you threw it. You couldn't really throw it that hard because it was too light.
Yeah. And now they got all those little bits and electronic doodads and sticks and stuff like that. They're so fragile now.
True. That's true.
But thanks, everybody, for listening. Don't forget to share us with your friends, family members, loved ones, and dogs. Give us those ratings. Positive. Hopefully, leave comments wherever you hear about us. Maybe we'll hear about it. I don't understand how this whole internet thing works too well.
Yeah, let us know if you want us to go live. Let us know if you're interested in watching a stream. If so, what games?
Yeah, if you want to give us a direct message, you can always hit us up with the UncoreGamers@gmail.com account. Or on the Uncore Gamers Twitter @UncoreGamers. If you could hit up Adam on his Twitch channel, which he occasionally, I don't know what your schedule is right now, man.
It's all over the place, but I'll be on there tomorrow. If you follow me on Instagram, I'll go ahead and post on my storyline when I'm going to be live. My Instagram is Inzu__. That underscore is one, so it's like one long line. Not that kind of line. You can't sniff it.
And that's Pinzu, Pinzu. And also, your Twitch channel is also Pinzu, right?
Yeah, Pinzu831.
Pinzu831. No underscores.
Nope.
All right, anything else you wanted to plug, man? Any other YouTubers or Twitch streamers you want to plug?
No. So if you guys want to play with us, like I said, DM, play, Fallout, Red Dead, whatever.
All right, have a good week, you guys. We'll see you next weekend. We might have to come up with some topics, man. It's the holidays. Nothing gets announced as close to the holidays.
Oh, don't worry. I'll come up with some stuff.
Maybe Fallout will have another fiasco we can talk about.
Some shit will happen. But hey, we're going to come back with fresh new topics next week. We're going to ask some questions. We're going to get involved. I'll go live. You can ask those questions then, or on the email.
All right. See you next week, guys.
All right. Peace.